from the United States of America. One big package of words and music and laughter delivered to you by the stars from whom you want to hear. In answer to the request you send to Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. Well, this time we reach deep down in our mailbag and pull out a male who, if he were a woman, would really be an old bag. And here he is. Jack, I used to be a live wire, but my battery's dead. Carson!
Hi, man. Hello, Don.
Say, Don.
Yeah.
What's the big idea of telling people my battery's dead? You don't even know whether I'm AC or DC.
Well, I'm sorry, Jack. I guess the bags under your eyes just fooled me. I thought there were two blown-out fuses. A little on the Fred Allen side.
Yeah,
you know?
A little smart, but nice. All I can say is that's a fine way to talk about a guy who's got a G2 rating.
G2? Is that Army intelligence?
No, I've been to Griffith Park twice.
Twice?
Sure, once is no good. You got to keep at it if you want to get a good golf swing.
Oh, Jack, so you were playing golf, huh?
Of course I was playing golf. What else is there to do at Griffith Park?
Don't look at me. I'm not going to start you on the road to sin.
Don Wilson, you sound like my father when he told me about the birds and the bees.
Oh, so your father told you all about that. Interesting stuff, isn't it, huh?
You said it. Yeah. Just wait till a bee tries to sting me. Boy, will I fix this wagon. Wagon. Well, let's leave the fascinating topic of myself for later, Don. Right now, we add our second signature to this mail call. Three boys and a girl whose harmonizing is acknowledged to be tops by everyone, the inimitable Pied Piper.
I know why I've waited, know why I've been blue, prayed each night for someone exactly like you. Twice we spend money on a show or two. No one does those love scenes exactly like you. You make me feel so grand. I want to end the world to you. You seem to understand.
Each foolish little dream
I'm dreaming, scheme I'm scheming. Now I know why Mama taught me to be true. She meant me for someone exactly like you.
Since you're such a golfer, you wouldn't be interested in a girl.
Yeah, now, wait a minute, Don. I like to hit a drive down the broad fairway, but I don't mind a few practice swings in a broad either.
Okay, Jack, here she is. Just back from another long spell entertaining servicemen overseas. Ella Logan!
Thank you. Hello, fellas.
Ella, may I say that you look very, very chic tonight?
Oh, thank you, Jack.
Oh, well, you remember me, huh?
Of course. How could I forget that night you took me to Sears, and then to the Trocadero, and then to the Coconut Grove?
Yeah, soft lights, beautiful music, champagne. Let's do that again some night, Ella.
Okay, Jack, but this time, let's go inside.
What are you talking about? We went inside.
Yes, but Jack, that's no place to try to sell razor blades.
Those autograph hounds waiting for the stars to come out bought some, didn't they?
Yes, but I'm still wondering why.
Those kids will buy anything that looks like Sinatra. Ella, how about tonight? Are you busy?
Why, no, I'm not.
Well, how about going out with me?
Sorry, I'm busy.
But you just said you weren't busy.
I know, Jack, but I've got a new peekaboo blouse on, and I just don't want you to strain your eyes.
Oh, don't worry about me, Ella. I may peek, but I'll never boo. As long as you're here, how about a song for the boys?
Well, would you like to hear... All of a sudden, my heart sings.
I couldn't think of a peachier treat.
All of a sudden, my heart sings when I remember little things. Your voice upon the telephone, that little laugh that's all your own, the way a smile lights up your eyes, the way you look up in surprise, the magic thrill that's in your touch. Oh, darling, I love you so much. The secret way. Of your embrace, the funny way you hold your head, and the certain things that you often say, remembering all those little things. All of a sudden, my heart sings. The secret way you hold my hand to let me know you understand that wind and rain upon your face, my breathless words of your embrace, your shy approach when you would call, your quiet way and your southern drawl, remembering all those little things. All of a sudden,
my
Costello Logan, the welcome mat and mail call will always be out for you. Our next guest is a fellow who pulled one of the big surprises of the year on Hollywood. Those of you who have seen the picture Murder, My Sweet will remember the super tough detective who smacks everybody around. And here he is in person, Dick Powell. Well, Dick, welcome to Mail Call.
Ah, shut your face, you big lug.
Me?
Yeah, you, and no cracks. Well, I'll take your big ears and tie them back of your head in a lover's knot.
Gosh, are you really Dick Powell?
Of course I'm Dick Powell. Who'd you think I was?
Well, you look like Dick Powell, but you talk like measles. Don't get tough with me, Dick. I know you played a tough part in that picture, but this is real life now, see? Actually, I'm just as tough as you are, see? There's not a girl in this town I can't beat up, see?
Girls? Ugh. That's sissy stuff. Ugh.
It says UGH, and that's the way he's going to read it, no matter what. Anybody who goes out with goyos is namby-pamby milksop, a weakling, a mere babe in arms.
They are?
Yeah. Now, what do you say to that?
Goo.
Listen, Dick, this whole thing is ridiculous. A nice fellow like you acting so tough. But you know you have beautiful curly hair and the rosiest cheeks.
Really?
And you have such long eyelashes and soulful blue eyes.
I have?
Mm-hmm.
Shall we dance?
I can't make up my mind. You know, Dick, I don't know if being tough is good for you. I remember years ago the girls used to chase you down the street.
Well, they still chase me down the street, Jack, but now I know what to do when they catch me.
Yeah, girls are crazy about giant malls, aren't they? Dick, I know you have a new personality now, but how about trotting out a bit of the old Dick Powell singing a song, huh?
All right, with the help of the smart set, I'll sing every time we say goodbye. But I'm warning you, Jack, I'm going to sing it out of the corner of my mouth.
Well, that might be a big improvement. Go ahead, listen.
Every time we say goodbye, I die a little. Every time we say goodbye, I wonder why a little. Why the gods above me, who must be in the know, think so little of me, they allow you to go. When you're near, there's such an air of spring about it, I can hear a lark somewhere begin to sing about it. There's no love song finer, but how strange the changes from major to minor. Every time we say goodbye,
I'm sure must be in the know, seem to think so doggone little of me, they allow you to go.
When you're near, there's such an air of spring about it, I can hear a lark somewhere begin to sing about it. There's no love song finer, but how strange the change from major to minor. Every time we say goodbye,
time we say goodbye.
Say, Dick, that was swell. I thought the smart set sounded good behind you, too.
Very much.
While you were singing, you know, Dick, a blonde gal came in and sat down over there.
A blonde gal?
Yeah, and she is really stacked up like a deck. Not like what you're thinking. She's stacked up like a deck of cards.
Well, what do you want me to do?
Bring her over. We'll play some pinochle.
That's easy, Jack. She played opposite me in Murder, My Sweet. Oh, Claire. Claire Trevor.
Hello, Dick.
Hello, Claire.
How are you, handsome?
Oh, I'm fine.
I'm still talking to Dick.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought when you said handsome, I naturally thought you were referring to me.
Who is this squarehead, Dick?
Well, Claire, this is Jack Carson. You remember him. He was in Roughly Speaking with Rosalind Russell.
Oh, yes. Rosalind was telling me about you.
What did, really? What did good old Roz have to say? Hmm?
Don't speak to me, you beast.
It's a good thing I wasn't there. I'd have punched you right in the nose.
Oh, stop with that tough stuff, Dick. I know you were in that gangster picture, but so was Claire Trevor.
That's right, Jack. In fact, I'm wearing one of the gowns I wore in Murder, My Sweet. What do you think of me in it?
Mm-hmm. The way you're in it, it's Murder, My Sweet.
Claire, ever since Dick has been here, he's been telling me how tough he's become. Did he act tough with you, too?
Did I?
Say, in one scene in the picture, I twisted her arm till it was black and blue.
You cad.
That was nothing. After that, I slapped her and knocked her across the room because she wouldn't kiss me.
You unspeakable bounder.
Yes. It was all so unnecessary, Dick.
Unnecessary?
Yes. If you had read the script 2 pages later on, I give in anyway.
Now look here, Powell. If you ever lay another finger on Miss Trevor, I'll whip you to within an inch of your life.
Oh, yeah?
Well, listen, punk. Don't get me mad or I'll break every bone in your body.
Oh, yeah? Well, for your information, wise guy, I haven't got any bones in my body.
Don't tell me that head of yours is just plain blubber.
Why, you...
Boys, I don't want you fighting over me. I'm not worth it.
You're not worth it? Well, I guess you're right, Claire. We sound like two dogs fighting over a bone.
Fighting over a bone? Look at the meat on it.
Now, Dick, right after the next musical number, we're going to do a real He-Man sketch. We'll soon find out who's the better man. Now, fellas and gals, here's one of Johnny Mercer's latest hits, all done up in a very pretty arrangement. It's the Pied Pipers and Dream.
A thing to do.
you, Fibers. And now, if you'll help set the scene, we'll get on with our chilling, thrilling drama about crime, which does not pay.
C-R-I-M-E. Crime.
Does not pay. Yes, sir. Crime does not pay. Thank you, Wilson.
The scene is a mountain cabin in the High Sierras, which is the hideout of Scarface Dick Powell. District Attorney Jack Carson has been kidnapped and spirited away to this mountain retreat. As the scene opens, Scarface is taking the district attorney's clothes off so he can't escape.
All right, cop, I get in your coat.
Now your shirt.
Now your pants. Now your underwear. I'm not wearing any. Okay, give me some skin.
Oh!
Right where it shows. Scarface, you can't get away with this. I told you before, crime does not pay. Yes, sir. Listen, Scarface, I can't stand around here with my clothes off.
Well, don't worry. Get in that pickle barrel.
Okay. Oh! The least you could do is take the pickles out.
Oh, I ain't got time for that.
Now, start talking, copper. Where's the report on Brain's gang?
You'll never get that report. That little document is going to send you, the Brain, and your whole gang to the hot seat.
What's the matter?
The pickle stickle.
Shut your trap.
I told you before, I'm not wearing any underwear.
Wait till the Brain gets here.
The Brain gets here, he'll take care of you.
The Brain, eh? I've always wanted to meet the Brain.
Ah, that must be the Brain now.
I'll unlock the door. I'll unlock the door.
I came through the window.
Alan Jenkins for the Brain!
Yeah, that's me.
So you're the Brain. You're the world's greatest tough guy, eh?
I'll say I'm tough. I'm so tough I can tear a phone book in half with my bare hands.
Oh, yeah? I'd like to see you do it.
Okay, hand me that phone book. I'll show you. Page one. Page two. Page three. Of course it takes longer this way.
Listen, Brain, you and Scarface better let me go, see? Everybody knows that crime does not pay. You see?
Never mind that, copper. You got a paper that my mob needs. Now, where is it? Now, quit stalling because I mean business. Just because you're the DA, you don't scare me none. And will you please stop snapping my suspenders?
It's no use, Brain. You never make me talk.
Oh, yes, I will. I'm the smartest crook there is.
All right, if you're so smart, how much is two and two?
Two and two what?
Apples.
Funny, apples are the only thing I never studied in school. But I'll make you talk, Scarface. Hand me that thumbscrew.
Oh, no. Here you are, Chief.
Now, put your little finger in there, Carson.
Will a pickle do?
No! Your finger. Now I'll tighten it a little.
I don't feel a thing. Don't feel a thing. Oh, well, I've still got nine others.
Scarface, maybe you better take over.
Okay, Chief.
Now, take this hammer. And keep hitting him over the head until he talks.
Oh, boy, this is going to be fun.
What am I laughing at?
Go ahead. Start clapping them.
Thank goodness, lunch hour. Say, can I get out of this pickle barrel? I'm not a herring, you know.
Okay, get out. Hey, put them two pickles back.
Those are my ears.
Well, put them back. They look better than pickles. Who's there?
It's me, Lulu, your girl.
A girl? Whew. I'm back in the barrel, folks.
Hello, Brain.
Hello, Lulu.
What's that head floating in the pickle barrel?
That's the DA.
Oh, good.
He refuses to tell us where that report is on our mob.
Oh, he does, eh? Leave him to me, boys. I'll get him to talk.
Okay, see you later.
Now, look, DA, you don't want to spend the rest of your life swimming around with those warty old pickles, do you?
I'd rather do that than tell.
Hooray!
How do you like that Wilson? He comes all the way back for one line.
I could be awfully nice to you, handsome.
You could?
Yeah. Don't you like me to put my arms around your neck and run my hand through your hair like this?
Fine time for me to be in a barrel.
Come on now, come on. Tell me, where is that report?
No.
Tell me or I'll smother you with kisses.
A thousand times, no.
Okay. You asked for it.
That was an inlay melder, if I ever felt one.
Tell me or I'll kiss you again.
No, no, no.
Okay, bud. Hang on to that barrel.
Take it easy. There goes a plug out of the bunghole.
Well, that's the first time I ever saw a barrel blow its top.
Well, Lolo, did you get him to talk?
No, Brain, I couldn't get a peep out of him.
Too bad. Well, there's only one thing to do, and that's to kill him. Copper, have you got anything to say before I blow your brains out?
Yes. Crime does not pay. Good night, folks.
That's it, fellows. The end of another mail call letter. Signatures include Jack Carson, the Pied Pipers, Ella Logan, Dick Powell, the Smart Set, Claire Trevor, Alan Jenkins, the Armed Forces Radio Service Orchestra, and yours truly, Don Wilson. This program was arranged with the cooperation of the Hollywood Victory Committee. Another mail call will be coming your way the next time you hear... This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.